Well, hello guys, it's Solar Man here, and this is just a little quick one here. Man, I've just been wandering around the internet, you know, and come across a couple of videos of femons, of course, and there's a new sort of trend going on. Now, these femons are coming on and saying they're a born-again virgin. Yeah, like a born-again, say, Christian, or a born-again some other religious thing. But you see, virginity doesn't work that way, does it, guys? And what the femons don't seem to understand, they have a sexual piece of equipment that actually wears out. The more miles it does, so to speak, the slacker it kinda gets. The modern femon's vagina hits the wall way before they do. I watched a program a long time ago about these prostitutes who were actually professional prostitutes most of their lives. And it was a scientific program, and they took their vaginas, put them in jars and pickled them, and showed people what an average vagina would look like and what their vagina looked like. You know, of a femon the same sort of age. And there was a drastic big difference. Prostitution ones were sagging all over the place. Well, I do believe there's an operation where you can kind of tighten it all back up a bit. But it's never going to be the same, is it? So I guess these femons want to have their cake and eat it too again. They want to go to, say, maybe 200 guys, and then just say, I'm a born-again virgin, and then start from one again. Another ploy that's deceitful and just doesn't work. Who they think they're fooling? Because no matter what they say, when the guy gets to the sort of meat and potatoes, he'll know exactly what the truth is, won't he? But there might be something in it. So I'm going to say I'm a born-again 21-year-old. Let me take a look in the mirror. Nope, still a saggy old son of a bitch. Anyway, thought I'd just warn you about that, guys, in case you fall for it. Because I know how some of you are a little bit, you know. But I bet you some Sims will fall for that. Now you take it easy out there, fellas. Hey, and you be careful out there, won't you?